All right, guys, so this is my Nerd Octax Gamma. So I've had this one running for a while now, and it's sitting at around 10 terahash, just quietly running in the background. Now, before anyone asks the obvious question, yes, I'm gonna talk about profitability. At current difficulty and price, this thing is maybe making 30 to 40 cents worth of Bitcoin per day, and depending on your electricity rate, you're likely spending more than that to run it. So yeah, on paper, it's losing money, and that's usually where most people stop thinking about getting one. But here's where it gets interesting. Performance-wise, it's doing exactly what it should. It has a stable hash rate, there aren't any weird drops, the temperatures are controlled, and it doesn't even throttle or crash. The spec sheet says somewhere around 160 to 180 watts, but when you measure at the wall, which you always should, I'm seeing closer to 205, sometimes 210. And that's perfectly normal. Now, from a hardware standpoint, it's solid. The cooling is well thought out, and the fans are barely noticeable. The power connector's design is also very good. It's much better than the old barrel connectors that used to get hot. The setup is also very simple. Connecting it to Wi-Fi was easy, and it just feels like something you can plug in and let it run without constantly worrying about it. But honestly, none of that is the reason people end up loving these things. At the end of the day, this thing is basically a lottery ticket that never expires. Every 10 minutes somewhere in the world, a Bitcoin block gets mined. With almost 10 terahash, your odds are small, but they're not impossible. And if it hits just once, everything changes. Some people are okay with paying a small and predictable daily cost just to stay open to that possibility. And honestly, at some point, this just becomes a passion project. People start with one just to experiment, then they start paying attention to things like uptime, efficiency, probability. And then you start thinking, well, what happens if I get another? Not because it's guaranteed money, but because it's just hard not to. But for me, the deeper reason isn't even the block reward, it's participation. When you run one of these at home, especially if you're running it through your own node, you're not just speculating, you're contributing hash power, you're validating, you're helping secure the network. Bitcoin isn't secure because someone says it is, it's secure because hash power is distributed. And when more of it lives in homes rather than giant operations, then the network becomes harder to control. One small miner doesn't move the global hash rate needle much, but thousands of them do, and that increases decentralization of the network. There's also something else that happens that people don't talk about enough. You learn. Once you start mining, you stop being a spectator watching the price charts. You start paying attention to blocks, fees, latency, difficulty adjustments, all these little details, and then you understand how the system actually works. You go from simply being a consumer to being a participant, and that shift is powerful. Now, like I said, it doesn't earn much. But you're basically spending a little bit consistently for the chance at something big. One block today is worth a couple $100,000. Although the probability is low, the payoff is huge. And if that trade-off doesn't make sense to you, that's fine. This isn't for everyone. It's not for someone who needs guaranteed yield. It's for someone who understands sovereignty and participation. So realistically, you might run this thing for years and never hit a block. It's very possible. And you have to be okay with that. But daily profit isn't the only way to measure something. People run these for the upside because they care about strengthening the network or just being hands-on and running their own infrastructure. So that's my take on the Nerd Octax Gamma. If this is something you want to experiment with, there's a link below with a 10% discount code. And if you want to make sure it's configured, especially if you're running it through your own node, the team at the Bitcoin Way can guide you through it step by step.